Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A so-called sex expert says that biology does not support a literal interpretation of the creation of Adam and Eve as recorded in the book of Genesis, chapter 1. That's the headline. David James will come to this broadcast table with Bible in hand to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Doesn't Dr. Staton actually become very dishonest about both the interpretation of Genesis as well as the issue of a biological intersexuality spectrum?
Yes, he's being extremely dishonest with the text itself. For example, it seems that from his statements that he is somehow coming from an evolutionary perspective, which does not surprise me, but he completely ignores even the flow of the text. And even if you could make the argument, and I don't think that you can, but even if you would accept his argument about the natural direction initially after conception, the creation of Adam did not involve conception. That was a direct and unique creation of Adam by God out of the dust of the earth. It was not a biological process. It did not result from what would happen after that as humans procreated. So it did not follow the normal biological path. It was unique. It's something that cannot be reproduced. It was something that happened one time. And so he's being, I would say, dishonest with the text. He's also ignoring the fact that God says, "Let us make man and woman, male and female, in our own image." So God very clearly makes Adam and Eve as unique as that first couple. Whatever abnormalities there might be, it's still a binary structure. There are either males or females, and that's simply the way the science is.
David James with Bible in hand, explaining the fallacy of the so-called sex expert about the creation of Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 1. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. God's word can be taken literally from Genesis 1 all the way through the Bible to Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, it is from God, and it's profitable for doctrine. For example, the doctrine of creation. David James explained why the so-called sex expert is wrong on the literal account of the creation of Adam. Basically, we must literally translate the word of God, all of it, or none of it. If we can say this is literal or this is not literal, then that makes us God. We are not God. We must translate the Bible literally. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...